Parshas Balak, Tovshin Pehei, the Mirshim HaKadosh over here. Rabbi Isai, there's a few important Yisoides we want to bring out. I wanted to speak first about a very, very, I would say difficult point in the Parsha we have to explain. Pasuk speaks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Bilam, "Leiselach imam, leisarsam. Don't curse the nation. Don't go with the officers of Balak." And Hashem asks him not to curse Klal Yisrael. Ki Baruch Hu. And the question we asked is, Tfer Shmuel brings down, it sounds almost like Hashem Chasham was like threatened by Bilam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the rule of everyone and everything. Einan Mavadai. Let Bilam go. Do what you want. Curse. Don't curse. Bang your head in the wall. Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever. Then the Tzas Hashem Yisokum. Ramos Hashem Yisokum. Tzas Hashem Yisokum. Hashem knows when nothing happened, nothing's going to happen. Almost looks like Hashem is asking Bilam a favor. Please don't curse. Please don't go. What's Shakib Shandab? What's Shakib Shandab Sukum? What are you saying? Something that needs explanation. Needs explanation. We once said, a beautiful pshat, the Mershim used to say, and that is, the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, in the first parak, how Dovra Melech was told that because of what happened at the Noivir Kahanim, they were killed out because he had a connection to it, and there's Madrega. So for that reason, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that he make him on the basis as a kapar, he's going to have something bad come out from his house. He's going to have from his own house come out roitfim, pursuers. And Dor HaMelech said when he heard that, he thought it's going to be probably like an eved or a mamzer, you know, a disgruntled person, someone that, you know, looks for trouble, that's unhappy with himself. But when it came out, when the person who was the Rami Beisei was his own son Avshalom, then he was happy. He said he thought it was going to be an Eved or Mamzer. Oh, it's his own son Avshalom. And that's where he says, Mizmor to David, Baruch Hashem, but he thanks Hashem. Baruch Hashem was a son and not an Eved or Mamzer, someone else. In fact, the Mirch Hashir might take a question. Where do you find his son of Rechmonis on him? Adarab. His son pursued him, don't run away barefoot. He literally had to run for his life. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved him from Avshalom. Avshalom passed away in his pursuit of his father. So where do we see a Rachmanis? Where do we see a Samayla? The Dov Melech was so happy that he thanks Hashem Mizmor to David that the Romi Beis was Avshalom and I don't ever know Mamza. The boy says a very, very difficult question. You heard a Moedik Epshat, and that is that a person likes to always blame others and blame situations on things that happen. Someone just told me recently, someone came to Rav Eliashiv. He told Rav Eliashiv that he was having certain problems and he thinks people make ayin hara on him. That's why he has his problems. So Rav Eliashiv commented to his, like, gabbai, whoever was there after the guy left. He said, Zet as a gaiva, he said, such a gaiva. As if he's so perfect, to come to garnish can problem, but he's such a tzaddik. The only thing he can be is an ayin hara, he said. He couldn't think of anything else. The Gemara says, the person has problems, he's from chas v'shalom, you fashion myself. Gemara says, maybe bittul Torah, other things. He's the only ayin hara, he says. Everything else is perfect. Makobanim. Dor HaMelech was worried about Yisai. He was worried that when an Eved or Mamzer that from his house that's going to come out against him, he's going to blame the circumstance. He's going to say, look at that Eved. I knew right away I shouldn't have taken that guy. I knew right away I should have watched out for him. No, these Avodim, you can never trust them. Like the Gemara says, you know, by Knan, in Arif Sochim, he taught his children, you know, to rebel against their masters, to be dishonest. What I have this guy here, I should have watched out for him. But Dor HaMelech said, that's what I was worried about. He would have blamed the Tzara on circumstances. And he wouldn't come to do tshuva. and realize that the real reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tshuva v'mayis noivir kahanim. He would instead blame the mamza, blame the eved. Oh, the mamza is always unhappy because of a situation in life. The eved is always unhappy. That's why he was he said mizmal to David. He shows his own son. He's no one to blame. A son loves his father. The natural love between a father and a son and a father. There's nothing to blame it on besides. This is the Gzerman HaShemayim. Abedin Maker Mobi Basic. Nahor Malach thanked Hashem. By seeing the Yad Hashem, he knew he'll do tshuva, whatever he had to do, and be mechaper, whatever it was, on his madriga. Rabbi Isai, we can apply that same Gemara, this week's parasha as well. Imagine if Bilam would have actually went ahead and cursed Klal Yisrael. You know, he would have went to Chavis on the evening news, the Chavis on a podcast, and was sad and said different curses, Chas V'Shalom. And after he cursed Rachmana Tzlan, would have came up certain Tzara, this happened, that happened, stock market fell, whatever it was. What do people say? Ah, you see that Bilam, because of his curse. That Bilam, you see, it told you right away, Bilam, he cursed. You see what it is, someone curses, this and that. We should watch out for him. And we have forgotten that also the Yad Hashem, Rabbi Sai. Shiftachom Shantechu, we know the famous Chazal that tell us somewhere in Perek Chelik in end of Sanhedrin. The Gemara says the Yemois HaMashiach Pnei Dark Pnei Kelev, and maybe Farshim Seif Shad is, which he also said that the Pnei Kelev is that sometimes a person by a dog, when you hit a dog with a stick, the dog doesn't chase the person who hits him; he chases the stick. He thinks the stick hit him, doesn't realize there's a person behind it. And so too, when a person doesn't see the Yad Hashem, he's always blaming the stick, he's always blaming others. The reason why he lost money, because this guy's a thief. The reason why he didn't get this thing, because he didn't get the shidduch, is because that guy said the wrong thing. Everything is that guy, this guy, him, them, them. But he doesn't come to the Hakara, that's Al Yad Hashem, Al Sashkocha Protis. And he asks him, Misak and his Meisim. Rabbi Yisai, Kosh Baruch Hu asked Bilam, please don't curse us all. Of course you can't do anything to us, Hashem doesn't want. But we shouldn't later go ahead and Chas V'Shalom try to blame things on Bilam. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu sent up as a message, a wake-up call, Chas V'Shalom, whatever it was. And we shouldn't downplay it and say it, oh, it's because of the Democrats, it's the Republicans, it's the new mayor, it's the potential mayor, Chas V'Shalom. It's this one, that one, and this caused it, that caused it. Like this, we should realize that Alice is another Baruch Shalom Rabbi Yisai. I want to go to a very basic Sinus Exparashah. Rabbi says from the Gresti Yisoidis, and that is that Bilam tried to go ahead and copy the Ovis. He said, B'nei li bazeh shiva mizbechos, make me seven mizbeachs. And Rashi brings down, why seven mizbeachs? Says Rashi, connected the Ovis. Avraham Avinu made four mizbechos in his lifetime. Yitzchak made one, Yaakov made two, a total of seven. And he wanted to match all seven of the others and also make himself seven mizbechos. He said, and where do you find the difference? I'm sure Bilam built very nice mizbechos. I'm sure he brought very nice kabbanis. There's a big difference, I say. The difference is when a person does something, it has to come from your Metzias, Rabbi Yisai. When David HaMelech spoke about his love for Rabbi Yisraelim, he said, Tzama alecha nafshi, kama alecha besori, he said, "My, not just do I say, it's not just my mouth talking, it's my nefesh, it's my boser, it's my Metzias, my guf, my whole mahus that I am, loves you Hashem, thirsts for you, wants you. It's the Matthias from the Mensch. We once asked the Kasha, many asked the question. The Gemara again in Masechta Sanhedrin says that Nebuchadnezzar was zeichet to become king because of his, he told the king he was working for the king as a cipher, a scribe. He told the king that they should first, when he writes a letter to the Melech Yisrael, should first write the Baruch Shalom first, because he took a few steps. And the Gemara goes on to say that he wanted to say, Shir Sizish Bachais, that would have put the Sefer Tehillim to shame. He had unbelievable shoes to say about Hashem, amazing praises to say. So Malach came, my mistake was Gabriel, he struck me up here, he smacked him in the mouth, quiet! And that's it. He didn't say those praises. So everyone is the Kasha. Everyone is his Kasha. Where's the Kasha Bechira? If he could say better or good praises, let him say it. How can we take away his Kasha Bechira? You could smack a guy in the mouth because you don't want him to outdo you. If he has what to say, let him say it. What's that Kapshan de Gemara? But he said, it's a Mukshu de Gemara ad Moed. I never understood Pshat. We were Zoychet and Archodosh, or she said, a Moed Gechidish. And he explained that there was a big difference between the praises of Dovr HaMelech and the praise of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a Rosha. Nebuchadnezzar was someone that he made an idol, the people should bow down to Pochul Tzalma, the Gemara says, Masechet Megillah. He said he thought he's God. Believed it, like Pyre believed it also. Machmos and Pau goes to a person's head, he forgets who he is. His praise for Hashem, Rabbi Isai, was just from his mouth. It was his lip service. It was words. It wasn't his Matthias. He didn't believe it. He didn't mean it. He said it. He said, wow, beautiful poetry, praises, everything the nicest in the world. It's Sheker, the mouth smacked in the mouth. He says, it's your mouth, he says. Close your mouth. That's not the way you praise Hashem. It has to be called Atzmoisai Toimarna Hashem Yikamoicha. It has to be your Matthias, your whole body, your whole Matthias has to come to that. Libi ubesari yiranu lekel choy. It has to come from your atzmius, from your whole matzias of life. Is a shleikus or bainish aloylam. Not just say nice words. It's easy to praise. Yeah, you know, you throw on the words. Eina mavadoi. Yeah. Amuna betochen, betochen amuna. But it means to feel to come from your atzmius, Dovid HaMelech, when he said to Hillim, he said it from his ganze mahus, no matter what situation he was in, with the gavald ganivus. He said, Anochi talas v'leish, I'm like a worm. He said, I'm nobody compared to you, Hashem. He didn't say it, he meant it. It was his metzias. That's called praising Hashem. Oh, this is fake. It's not shut away. It was nothing. It was not real. Sheker, you can stop. It was sheker. I like repeating. There was once this yid that was making alcohols, making wine in his basement. Those days, the goyim, you know, the godly sinners had das, they knew we need wine. Kiddush, Abdullah, every bris, every chasen of Bokshim, every simcha, burim, and pesach, avada. So they went ahead, they said, it's a tax, chweis, any alcohol, this, that, wine, you know, have to go give the czar, chweis, kach for kach. Came unaffordable. So this yid illegally made wine in his basement, made a panosa from it. Rabbeisai made a panosa from it. One day, the Tsar sent his guys to go ahead and do an inspection to see if there's anyone who's not keeping the law, who's going ahead and he's making illegally wine in his house. Rabbi Say, it was scary. Some Chasham gets caught by the Tsar's men in Chasham go to Siberia. Chasham, who knows what? Hashem Yirachim. So this guy, we'll call him Rabbi Sroll. Comes up from Shul's wife, says, Srochik, the Tsar's guys have entered the town. They're going house to house search. Help, she said. Go do something. Go get a lawyer. Get somebody. Figure out what to do. It wasn't enough time to obviously clear out the whole basement, the whole apparatus, the whole operation. Help us. Help yourself. Save yourself. Ratavit, do something. He realized that he was at the point, there's really nothing to do besides Daven to Hashem. So he went to Beis Medrash, and he took out his born Tehillim. He stood at Oren Kodesh, and he started to Daven to Kodesh Elohim. Hashem should save him, Rachmanos on him, his wife, his children, his family, etc. And as he davened, he came to the words of Tehillim, of Tzomelcha Navshi Komelcha Basari. And Rabbi Isai, he totally lost himself. He forgot that there's a czar, he forgot that there's wine, he forgot there's inspection. He said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what I really want from you is I want Kirva Silikim, I want to be close to you. I want to feel the love you have for me, and I want to love you. Everything else in the world is kind of Ephes. Rabbi Isai, Hashem made the world in the way. Keep us very busy, Hashem. Be in the sun, right? What do you do with your time? I feel very, very busy in life. Baruch Hashem. Wife, children, Einiklach, Hulu, friends, whatever you want to call them. Obviously, you do all, everything can be Hashem Shemayim. Rabbi Isai, don't forget. Chazal tell us at 120 years, you know, they escort the person, malava the person, but at the end of the day, he's all alone. At the end of the day, he's alone, him and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what did you do? What did you accomplish? Now it's just me and you. The person forgets that sometimes. He forgets that Einam Levadli, the love for Hashem has to be b'chol levavcha v'chol navcha v'chol meidecha. You have to feel the mahus, the etzim of the person, the atzmis of the person. You have to feel the love of Hashem and the tshuka. How you talking to go ahead and compromise love of Hashem because you love money and you love a place to own real estate or stocks or you're busy with this and that. And you got to tefillis. Nothing about Hashem, nothing about doing the rats of Hashem. All you feel is about this, Hashem, give me this, give me that. You know, I need to close a deal. I got to go here. I got to face this. I got to finish that. You forget, you tafkin and tachlis. Dov kavoy. Tachlis in the world is to be dovin a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to dovin in his Torah. So I say, Kodesh Baruch Hu charu. You forget, our ganze metzias. Rabbi said, that was over here. When the Ovis made a Mizbeach, that came from the Atzmias, Avrom Yikon made a Mizbeach every day if you wanted, I'm sure. He wasn't short of money to bring Karbonis, and so could Yitzhak and Yankiv. But when they made him as Beach, it was a time that they felt such a shtoikah, such a connection, such an Adam Kiyakim Mikem. They felt that was the Metzius. That was the essence. The Kirv HaSalekim, what the Karm represents. That was the Mizbeach, and that's what accomplished what it did. Masha'inkin, like the Rechaim Kodesh writes, we have in the safe in Parshas Lech Lecha. This is not an advertisement. But Rechaim Kodesh writes, that for Avinu made Mizbeach, Hashem and Yireh Elav, he was so happy, Hashem appeared to him. He has Asimuch, he made Mizbeach, just for that itself. It doesn't mention he made Mizbeach because of all the Psura Torah Hashem gave him. He'll have children, and the Dech HaYetz Yisrael, everything else. Posh Hashem and Yireh Elav was such a simcha for him. The Kim HaSalekim. That was a Mizbeach, Rabbi said. They didn't stop making Mizbeachas. They made it an occasion that they felt as Ashtrikikas, as Ascarbus. Shenkin half the pillow was a joke. Yeah, making his back here, can't bring kabbonis. Probably smoking a cigarette while they were bringing the kabbonis. Achveis, you know, achveis reading the, you know, the news. You know, if you had, I don't know if you had a phone or not at that time, whatever you had, you know, achveis, kabbonis, do bring. It's garnished. Rabbi say, Chazal tells tefillah kavon chaguflo in the shoma. I love the b'chol avavchem. The only certain tefillah is the mensch alein, the pnimis of the mensch, the leif in the mensch, the mahus from the mensch. That's a Mizbeach. That's what tefillah represents, and that's a Skarvus Lashem. So Rabbi said, that's the pshat we were telling you. It's easy to make a Mizbeach. It's easy to go ahead and daven. You come into shul, and you read what the Siddur says. You read the Siddur from Atoivu to Aleinu. But Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't just want that. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the leif in the mensch. He wants to feel like I'm making a phone call to him, and talking to him, and connecting to him. After Hashem, like Chofetz Chaim used to say, that if you're spacing out during Kriya Shema, he said you shouldn't eat until you have a mind that was some kindness of Adar Shem Lekecha today. So then you shouldn't eat before you shake lulav or if you do any other mitzvah. But after Shem Lekecha, you have to feel what he's saying. The first part of Chuyidav Kavana. Feel is not just a lip service. You come in there. That's Bilam. He went ahead, made Bisbechas, brought Mizbeach, 7, 14, 20, 42. Us, it's like the Ovis. It comes to the person himself, Rabbi say. Confidentially. That's the sort of we want to bring out today. Tomorrow morning we daven. At least think for 1 minute about the shiur tonight. I remember the Delphin Amiya Tawimit. I didn't come to shul to read the Siddur. I didn't come to shul to say Nusach HaTfila. I came to shul to bring out my Atzmius. To bring out the Libiu Besori. To bring out the Menchalein. The Tzomalcha Nafshi. The Koma Lecha Besori. Epis of Kesha the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Show your love. Show that you take a feel it. Show the Dov Kavoy. And Vada, as the guest is Chus, the Tefillah should be answered. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to give, waiting to be mative to us. The Gansa Tavka Rabbiya is L'honos L'mani Odom is Om Chesed Yibona. Mostly when we saw the Baisai, it's also a very big Yisrael over here. And that is an unbelievable thing. Chazal tell us, Rashi brings down, that if the, first I want to say one Yisrael, God, this blew my mind. The Osin, the donkey, says to Bilam, what are you hitting him? Sholosh regolim. Right? So Rashi says, it's a funny word, called Sholosh Bomim. What's Sholosh regolim? Says Rashi, Romza Lay Ata Mevakesh La'akar Uma Hachogege Sholosh regolim Bashana. You want to uproot a nation by cursing them that keeps three Yom Tovim during the year? Sholosh regolim Bashana. And then what is Sub Shah on this? And then with Sibshad. Fire Lord, that the word Sholosh Golem, they have to go beregel, then if you to be oil the regal, that's a Kalashan Ali the regal, comes in Aloshan. Why is the donkey? Donkey, how am I supposed to stand donkey? He's the Chazal tells his creative Shesh may bracious. What was he chapped on Terat? He could have said that you want to uproot a nation to keep Shabbos, learns Torah, right? Does keep Rav A? I mean, there's so many misses we do. What was he chapped on the nation that's Choygeges to Sholosh Golem? From me, it's good, Gasha.
Bomb.
Never understood this. I never understood it. And because I learned now, Sholosh Golem, and that's in if and Fen Regel, because I'll, you know, Marmagiri Chagilas, and we're a golem, have to be able to walk on your feet, go to your feet. That's in if and Sholosh Golem. But what's that kept shot? Well, why was he hopped onto that as the big tiny on Billum? Boy, say, I never slipped shot. I never slipped shot on this. It's Kasha bomb. Boy, say, I want to take a shot here. I must say this over a place. I want to hear from everybody afterwards. They said this over at least to three people. So there is, when a guy makes, right, a simcha, chasana, who does he invite? No. Invites all his, business associates, right? He walks around the whole chasana. Oh, this is my partner, my former partner, current partner, the future partner, the chleis, this is my that, and this is my mechitin, this is my fourth cousin, six times removed. But everyone has to have such a shaykhis to have such a closeness. It's not by people off the street. No, Adarav, he wants, especially if he's a big shot, he wants aristocratic people, influential, greater schwitzes. When a king makes a party, right? Who comes to a king's ball, right? Everyone in this room ever get invited to a dinner in the White House? Someone's kosher. Personally, I was not invited. I'm not so insulted, right? Out of a few hundred million people in America, the king is going to get invited. The people are very influential. Other bringers are grace of geld. Other have grace of connections. Or they're running a country. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to have three times a year is my Yom Tov. It's my dinner. It's my chasana. Who's invited? Hashem says, G'doylim, Avot Tzadikim, all the Rosh Hashivas, Echleis, Adir Atayra. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want every single person there. Yeyroe, Kol, Zichur, Chafnei Hashem, Alikecha, Shalosh, Pam, Bashana. Talk to the boy Shami says, I want to see every one of you. Yira Yira, I want to see you. I want to bench you. I want you to participate in my Yom Tif, in my Simcha, in my Yom Simchaschem. I don't care if you're a shoemaker. I don't care if you're a woodchopper. I don't care if you're on the Forbes list. If you were on the list, you are on the list. Top or the bottom. If you're the Gresset Talmud Chacham, well, unfortunately, Nishkan Talmud Chacham. But you're a chelek from Klal Yisrael, and I want you to be there. I want to see you. I want you to come into my Beis HaMikdosh, into my private place, into my palace. The love Hashem has for us is unbelievable. You see the love Hashem has for us. For every single yid. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just say, just send one person per town. I don't want too much pushing over there. It's not so much room. It's a capacity. we have to have a limitation. Just send a chvez representative. Every shul, one person. Every neighbor, two people. A chvez, every yeshiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, every single one is choshev to me. I want everyone coming there. Kol zechur chas b'nei Hashem alekecha sholosh pe'omim bashana. That's what the Osun says to Bilhom. Look at that mitzvah. And you see the love Hashem has for every Yidin. How can you hurt the Yidin that Hashem has such a love for us? God, Hashem loves Hashem. It's tefillin. We were tefillin. You don't see the same that Hashem is as big as Matana. But by the Sholosh Regolim, that Hashem asks of every one of us to come and be choyig with Him and be seen by Him and come see the Beis HaMikdash. Zefin da'av Hashem has for kol echad ve'echad. How can you hurt these people that are the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Tomer eni Hashem alekecha bo. Like it's Yisrael state. But I want to, that's a side point. I want to get to another point now. That is, Rashi tells us that after the osun, after the donkey gave Bilhom Musar, the donkey died. Hashem made the donkey die. Not to insult Bilhom. He didn't want to insult him. Right? Imagine, everyone will say, that's the donkey that gave Bilhom Musar. That's the donkey. Wow. Which one? That, not all, that one. Wow. So Hashem didn't insult Bilhom, so Hashem had the donkey die. Says Rashi, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chos on the Kovet HaBrius. Kidechsev, that Rashi brings down that Barak, that's a mishra, that's a behemoth, tarayigu. That if someone's borrowed a behemoth, you kill the behemoth, that it shouldn't walk, the behemoth should walk in the street and say, this is the behemoth that this person lived with, this is the behemoth that was killed. Rabbi said, this Rashi has got to jolt us. We're coming now, Sunday, beginning of the 3 weeks. Followed by the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av should be Nepech, Mishav Sosn, L'Simcha, Shulon Echoma, Korlai Moyet. And when the biggest Yisrael is in 3 weeks, because I'll tell us, the Indian of a lack, a cause of Sinas Chinam, a lack of covet for each other, lack of feeling for each other. Rabbi Say, think about a second. Talk about Bilhom HaRasha. A person that wants to be, oh, you can call Yisrael. The Gemara says himself to Brochus Avches. He tried to be mechav at a certain time of the day. The Kodesh Baruch would be angry. The Chas Hashem, the cursed Gans Kais while the Lein of Alechem. The Shemim Chasham 1 year left Chas Hashem. It's a person who caused a Mageifa of 24,000 Hashem Yirachim. It's a person who was pirates together of Tzniyas in the world. The Gemara says, since Dor HaMav, people were scared to go out of Keres. This is what happened. Dor HaMav didn't get wiped out again. And this person. Is Bilhom worried about his covet? Yes, that's how Vayit goes. It's Tzelem Malikim. That even him, the third, is worried about his covet. Even someone's Baal Behemah, he can get lower than that, everybody says. Baal the relation with the Behemah! With the Behemah! Barakdus HaBehemah. Rabbi say, I can tell you something very powerful. That is, Mordechai knew that Haman was his, really his slave. He had a paper, Chazal tells, inside his pocket. That Haman sold himself to Mordechai because he needed money, got some ice. Chazal tells us Haman used to be a barber, he used to work for Mordechai here, work for Mordechai there. All of a sudden, Haman rises to power, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, he wears a nice three-piece suit, the grace, comes with the grace of mustache, comes with the grace of Schwitzer. Mordechai could have easily told everybody, hello, Rabbi Sai, who's this Haman? This guy's my slave. Walk over to Haman, pick him up by the shoulder. You know, it's time to rake the leaves. You know, it's time to take out the garbage. What's today's that copter? Yeah, grace a minister, this, for sure. I own you for life, Rabbi Sai. But he didn't do that. He hinted at him. He showed him a bit, you know, but he didn't expose him. He didn't embarrass him. Mercy Shira, Rabbi Sai, this is what he said over. This is heard from his. Was biggest Talmidim. He said that Mordechai didn't want the Hatzolah to come to having to embarrass him. He says, you don't come Hatzolah. No Hashem's going to protect us. Right? Netzi Tzolah Leishoker. I feel that Rosh Mush, Lash Malay with Abed. I feel such a low person. The greatest Rosh in the world. Let the Yeshua come a different way. Not through wiping the floor with him. Here the guy sitting in Chvez Oibinun and go tell everybody he's a slave. Put it in the newspaper. You don't want to do that. The boy say, this is a wake-up call to us. Steht in Helge Chobetz Chaim. Konegea behor mois yumos. If a person touches our seat when a Torah is being given on it, It was a lack of COVID. Mois Yumos. Skila. The Chofetz Chaim, that's a mountain that doesn't breathe and doesn't eat. It's a diamond. Devastrate on a Talmud Chacham. Devastrate on the Kavod HaTorah. Someone who has feelings. That's someone who has a mishpacha. That's someone who has a position, he said. Oyin v'noira, mishpilzach with fire. Chazal tell us that the Gorom L'chama, having those terabytes is going on there, you know, with the gears, right? Need soldiers. When he went to L'chama, so the Koyim Mishrach L'chama would announce whoever built a new house, whoever made a vineyard, whoever got married, should go back home. And then he would say, whoever is scared, please go home also. And Chazal tells us, scared means you're scared of the very Shabbiyadi. Zagmorin Soitis says, the reason why the guy goes back who built a house, I built a vineyard, I married a woman, not because we really don't want them. Because we don't want to embarrass the guy who did a virus. He thought the guy's a chosher guy, comes to shul, wears a nice, you know, chosher jacket, and a nice beard, and wears a great hat, it looks great. Also, he's going back to Lachom, the guy's like, wow, I wonder what this guy's doing, you know what I mean? I wonder what he's scared about. What a faker. So not to embarrass the person, Rabbi say, hear this. Chazal allowed all these people to go back home, people that we need from Lachom, and Chavis Mitzvah even. Shiloh, whatever, go into it now. We need every able-bodied person, but not to go to Mechoma. It's going to be a busha for somebody. Not to go to Mechoma because who? An Avarian. Avesha miyadoi. But he had some other kin. He had a social respect. And we send all these people back. So they'll think that whoever goes back, you think, oh, the guy must have built a new house someplace. He probably bought a house in Schneller, probably, you know what I mean? Or Miami. They figured, you know, probably, maybe put a new vineyard. Maybe he got married. Not embarrassed. All these people going back, not embarrassed at all. But I want to end this point with something so powerful. And that is the Gemara Masechta Gittin, we all learn, Tisha B'Av. The Gemara this says, Boy, you are a think about a second. Think how the boy shalom names a chon for someone that's embarrassed. This kamtza v'akamtza. He was embarrassed. He's invited to this big chasana the grace chaves terrace in the park, whoever it was. And as he's sitting a line there, chaves, you know, the line of 14 people. To get that little slice of meat, you know, the guy's trained, right? To give us a clean slice. And I'm standing in line there. The Valbos goes over to him and says, what are you doing here? What are you eating my meat for? Get out of here. I hate you. He was embarrassed. He was embarrassed for Rabban. No one stuck up for him. He said, I'm going to get revenge. He went ahead. Think of it as Arusha Marusha. It was Arusha. He said, go be Balshin on Kali Yisrael. But he said, that's not a good person. That's a terrible person. So the worst of the worst. And he lied too. He told, oh, Klai Yisrael, he made a boom in the Behema and all sorts of stories. To try to get Klai Yisrael punished, Achmalas, to make tzoris. Achmalas, look at the tzoris Yitaka made, the Lenin of Leilechem, Hashem Yirachim. A ganze churban came out from this. How many millions of Achmalas lud were killed? Says the Gemara, boy, you rei, kamagdel, koichesha busha. Of who? Of a Rosh Marusha. Kodesh Baruch Hu helped him. The Machav is basically all the tzoras that came out to go to Golus, because his Yid was insulted. Rabbi say, you hear this? He was insulted. So next time, Rabbi say, you think twice before you insult somebody, before you put someone down, before you make fun, before you poke fun. Rabbi say, we're playing with fire, Chas Hashem. And the answer is no. He's we're talking about Yerushalayim, we're talking about Bilam. I'm going to tell Malakim. We said in Parshas Miketz. We said in Parshas Miketz that I was off the script. heard of Parshas Miketz, how Sam Parshas Miketz, let's I know we're a little over time here, so let's just took one minute. How Yosef went to speak to Pare. And he tells Pare, he speaks to him very strongly. He says, Kamaicha, he went to speak, I'm sorry, Yehuda went to speak to Yosef, I'm sorry. He knows it was Yosef, he thought it was Stama Mishnah Melech. And he tells him, Kamaicha Kapare, you're the same Russia like Pare, he tells him. Pare doesn't lies, you lie. I'll kill you, I'll kill Pare. Mamash speaks to him very strong. Dere kosher. But then he tells him, Kamaicha Kapare says, Rashi, no chapshat. Choshuv, the Einai Kamelech, you choshuv my eyes like Pare. Sounds like a real state, like a dichotomy. How can you get on one hand, I'm old and chopping Rashi, on one hand you're screaming, yelling, talking about I'll kill you, you're Rashi, you're this. You lied to me, you said I want to see your brother, and then you also make a whole lie about him, they stole your cup, I want to take him as an Eved. What about my father? They tell him, oh, better come here, Pari, I think you're so choshev. I mean, it sounds like a joke almost, right? Yeah, you so, I really respect you. Yeah, sure. Rashi says, wasn't lying. Because even if you have a tiny person, and you're upset, but he's still a tzalmah, he's still a mensch. Can't you fight for a mensch because of that? The biggest yisoid in the chinuch of Baruch Hashem, Olgin HaMashem, beautiful choshev children. The worst thing to say to a child, you see, anything I tell you do wrong. You're lo yutzlach, chas v'sholom, you tell him. Take out the kitchen sink. Nothing will come of you. Destroy a person. A person can make a mistake sometimes. Maybe you have to give a little bit of musa. Maybe taka, you know, speak a little bit, you know, how do you say it, you know, to the point. But nishtav outside the mensch. Don't destroy the person. He's a tzalma lekim. The Torah is so mocked in the cover for the mensch. We spoke many times, bash mishpot, to be taken evid. You have to respect him more than yourself. You have to give him the tov le'imach. It's like you're kind of other latzmai. You have to give him the best food and the best car to drive and the best bed to sleep in. You have to treat him like you're his slave. You take an arm of Ria. You have to marry her. Marry her to your son. Now we come to this period of time. 3 weeks. Let's work on this point. We see a terrorist makbid on the cover from Bilam. On the cover from the Baal Behemoth. Kavachoymer on a person who's taka an erlich yid. Kavachoymer. Somers a talmud chochem shein the rabba and the baz talmud chochem elchei kol ma bo. How careful one has to be. Tosin Tzaita says that there's not three yor v'yav, there's four. There's a v'yidazor, g'ashvi chasam number four is ma'al p'rech v'yav v'rabim. So Tosin says we don't count it because it's not beforeish. But this is the Gemara means it's very serious. The Gemara says a better person go Kivshan Eish, Yom Brech Rebbe Rab. So what do you say? Adolf and Kelm, his biggest Rosha was, you know, speak about, was Kavar Adam. If you don't respect somebody else, what do you say? You don't mean you don't respect yourself either. If you don't realize your friend's worth, you don't realize your worth either. You don't realize the Chashivas you have, that Shamed Ma'at Melakim, the Tzal Melakim, the Koichas you have. I didn't share what you could accomplish, everybody says. You don't know what they accomplish in their lifetimes. Let's say chizuk. We chaber each other. We don't chaber ourselves. Because we're shown we realize who we are and the kirchas we have. The taka should be the tzayim harvi. It's coming up now. Tzayim hachamishi. Tzayim hashvi. Tzayim hasiri. Shem nebech. Hasasun l'simcha. Shetak Mishu and the Chum, Shetak Asi, Yeshua, Hashem, Chal, Vaprat, Volatian, Golem, Amen.